Mataji, Vishwambar and Brajagopi, Subal, Niladri, Ranganath, Lalita, and so many others are extending themselves in so many ways to help all of you to be Krishna conscious. I'm very grateful to all of them. And I'm grateful to all of you for so sincerely opening your hearts to come this evening to experience the wonderful, wonderful gift of bhakti, devotional service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. It is the greatest wealth and the source of the only true satisfaction to the heart. Taste the sweetness of Krishna and share it with others. That is the most exalted utilization of our lives. At this time, we will have kirtan. Vibhuti Rai gave up everything and went immediately to Vrindavan. There he was always chanting the holy names of Krishna, always worshipping Lord Gauranga in his heart of hearts. He was such a humble devotee. He was in such a mood of serving devotees. He would spend hours every day in the forest collecting dry pieces of wood that were laying on the ground. Then he would take them to Mathura and sell them. And he'd get little bit of money. And whenever devotees from Bengal, the devotees of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, would come to Vrindavan, they usually had stomach disorders. Many of you from the West get stomach disorders when you come to India because there's differences. But in this case, Bengalis, they are accustomed to eating rice. But in Vrindavan, when you beg, you only get roti, no rice. So they would have bad stomachs. So he would buy yogurt or dahi and help them to cure their stomach ailments. He would also buy mustard oil and give them massages. And he would somehow find a nice residence for them. He would serve the devotees with so much humility and devotion, care. And he would love to take them on parikrama of the 12 forests of Vrindavan. Srila Rupa Goswami was greeted by Subhuti Rai. And Rupa Goswami stayed for 1 month in Vrindavan. During that month, Subhuti Rai took him to all the 12 forests and showed him the wonderful, wonderful places of Krishna's pastimes. Then Srila Rupa Goswami, while he was in Vrindavan, an idea came into his mind that I will write a drama. And in that drama, I will describe the beautiful pastimes of Krishna in Vrindavan and Dwarka. Then he decided that he should go to find Sanatan Goswami. So he left Vrindavan and Subhuti Rai to go to Puri to see Lord Chaitanya. Actually, in Prayag, Lord Chaitanya said to Rupa Goswami, you go to Vrindavan, you meet with Sanatan, later on you come to Puri and meet me. So on Lord Chaitanya's order, he was going to Puri along with Anupam. And they traveled by the road along the bank of the Ganges. Meanwhile, Srila Sanatan Goswami, he had met Lord Chaitanya in Varanasi. And for 2 months, Lord Chaitanya instructed Sanatan Goswami and then sent him to Vrindavan. Previous to Varanasi, Sanatan Goswami was going by all forest hilly roads because he was an escaped prisoner. But after meeting Lord Chaitanya, Lord Chaitanya said, "Go to Vrindavan, you have nothing to fear." Sanatan Goswami's faith in Mahaprabhu's words was so great, he just went by the main road to Vrindavan. But Rupa Goswami went by the Ganges road, thinking that Sanatan would be there. So they crossed each other and did not meet. When Rupa Goswami came to Varanasi, he couldn't believe what he saw. The whole city of Varanasi, the capital of the Mayavadis, was dancing in ecstatic love in the same way Lord Chaitanya taught, with their arms raised high, and all throughout Varanasi was the resounding sound vibration of the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. He stayed at the house of Chandrasekhar, who was one of the intimate associates of Lord Chaitanya in Varanasi. And there Rupa Goswami heard of the 2 months that Lord Chaitanya instructed Sanatan Goswami, and he heard the news of how Prakash Ananda Saraswati and all his thousands and thousands of disciples became Vaishnavas by Lord Chaitanya's mercy. Rupa Goswami was filled with bliss. He stayed in Varanasi for 10 days. Then he traveled into Bengal. When he reached Bengal, his beloved brother Anupam passed from this world. Upon leaving his body, Srila Rupa Goswami performed all of the necessary rites and rituals for his brother Anupam, and this caused a delay in his travels. It was his desire to meet with the devotees of Bengal and travel to Puri with them, because as you know, the devotees headed by Advaitacharya, Srivas Thakur, Shivananda Sen, Murari Gupta, all these souls, they would come every year to Puri for the Chaturmasya for 4 months. So when Rupa Goswami went to their place, they had already left. So he went alone. When he came into Orissa, he came to a village called Satyabhamapur. And he took rest that night there. And as he was resting, a beautiful, beautiful goddess appeared in his dream and told him, "You should not write Krishna's Dwarka Leela and Vrindavan Leela in one play. You should divide it in 2 plays. And if you do this, your drama will be a great success by my blessings." Then Rupa Goswami woke up and he could understand that this is Satyabhama, one of the principal queens of Lord Krishna who had instructed him. Lord Chaitanya, or Srila Rupa Goswami, came to Jagannath Puri. First he went to the bhajan kutir of Srila Haridas Thakur. Haridas Thakur had already heard the glories of Srila Rupa Goswami from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He already had met him at Ramakeli, so they were already intimate, loving associates. Haridas Thakur and Rupa Goswami offered obeisances to each other and embraced in great, great love. Then Rupa Goswami asked, "Where is Lord Chaitanya?" And just after this question, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to the residence of Haridas Thakur.
In fact, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would go to Haridas Thakur's house every single day. There were three very great devotees, Haridas Thakur, Rupa Goswami, and Sanatan Goswami. Whenever Rupa and Sanatan would be in Puri, they would always stay at the home of Haridas Thakur under the Siddha Bakula tree. And because Haridas Thakur was born in a Malecha family, and Rupa and Sanatan were known as servants of a great king of Malechas, they considered themselves unqualified to enter into the temple of Jagannath. It is the social custom even today that people of such categories are not allowed in. And Rupa, Sanatan, and Haridas Thakur did not want to agitate the social customs. So they refused to enter into the or even attempt to go into Jagannath's temple. But Lord Chaitanya gave them a place just next to the temple where they could see the chakra and worship that which is non-different than Jagannath himself. In April, when we take our yatra to Jagannath Puri, we will all have the good fortune of seeing these holy places and worshiping them. Lord Jagannath, he would come out of the temple in his form of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to personally give his blessings to Haridas, Rupa, and Sanatan every day. He would come and bring Jagannath's prasad. When Lord Chaitanya arrived, Rupa Goswami offered his prostrated obeisances and great, great affection. And Haridas Thakur said, "This is Srila Rupa Goswami, he has come." And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu embraced him with great love and placed his feet on the head of Srila Rupa Goswami. He asked him, "Where is Sanatan Goswami?" He said, "I still have not seen him. I came by Ganga Road, but he went by the main road, so we missed each other. He has gone to Vrindavan." And then Rupa Goswami told Lord Chaitanya about the disappearance of Anupam. Anupam was such a great devotee. He was a devotee of Lord Ramchandra. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu very much reciprocated with him in his mood of Sri Ram. In the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu by Srila Rupa Goswami, he mentions his beloved brother Anupam. And he says that Anupam was a great and pure-hearted devotee of Lord Ramchandra. And he saw Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as his beloved Lord Ram himself. After Lord Chaitanya blessed Rupa Goswami, he went to take his bath in the ocean. And then the next day, Lord Chaitanya brought all of his intimate devotees to Rupa Goswami. And he introduced Rupa Goswami to each of those devotees. Srila Rupa Goswami was so humble. He just prostrated his body with such sincere devotion at the feet of each devotee and worshiped them. And each devotee, their hearts melted so much by his humility, they just lifted him up and embraced him. Lord Chaitanya told Rupa Goswami, "Worship and take the dust of the feet of all these devotees." And then he told all the devotees, "Please give your blessings to Rupa Goswami. Bless him and empower him to spread the mission of pure bhakti all over the world." When the devotees saw how much mercy Lord Chaitanya was showing to Rupa Goswami, they were so blissful. A sincere devotee derives the greatest bliss in life when he sees or she sees another devotee getting the special mercy of Guru Gauranga and the Vaishnavas. The devotees celebrated the Gundicha Marjanam, where they cleansed the Gundicha temple. Afterward, they sat in a garden, and Lord Chaitanya's servant Govinda would give Rupa Goswami and Haridas Thakur and he embraced them. And then, with no provocation, Lord Chaitanya said to Rupa Goswami, "Do not try to take Krishna out of Vrindavan." That Yadu Kumar and Sri Nandanandana, they may be the same Supreme Personality of Godhead, but they are in different moods. Krishna, in his original form of Sri Nandanandana, never leaves Vrindavan to go anywhere else. You should write separate dramas. When Rupa Goswami heard this, he understood that Lord Chaitanya, who was the all-pervading, all-cognition supersoul in everyone's heart, was confirming what Satyabhama had already said. Some days after that was the Rath Yatra, where Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and all of his devotees from both Orissa and Bengal were gathered together to celebrate the beautiful procession of Balaram, Subhadra, and Jagannath through the main street of Puri, from Jagannath Mandir to Gundicha Mandir. And as the Rath Yatra was taking place, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became immersed in the ecstatic love of Srimati Radharani in separation from Krishna. The same spirit of devotional ecstasy that Srimati Radharani experienced when she met Lord Krishna in Kurukshetra after years and years of separation was being manifested by Lord Chaitanya. Srila Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami in the Madhya Leela of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita explains in extraordinary detail the intricacies of the reciprocations between Lord Chaitanya in the mood of Sri Radharani and Lord Jagannath during the parade. During that parade, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was expressing his own heart in a prayer which no one except Swarup Damodar Goswami could understand. And that prayer was, "That very personality who stole away my heart during my youth is now again my master. These are the same moonlit nights in the month of Chaitra. The same fragrance of Malati flowers is there, and the same sweet breezes are blowing from the Kadamba forest. In our intimate relationship, I am also the same lover, yet still my mind is not happy here. I am eager to go back to that place on the bank of the Reva, under the Vatasi tree. That is my desire." This is a prayer that appears to be the expression of an ordinary boy who is in love with an ordinary girl. And as Lord Chaitanya was singing this prayer, devotees could not understand. But after seeing the wonderful dancing of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and contemplating the nectar of this prayer, Srila Rupa Goswami wrote a commentary on that prayer by writing another verse, explaining it very clearly what Lord Chaitanya's heart was experiencing. He wrote this on a palm leaf, and then he put it in the roof of the thatched hut of Haridas Thakur, where he lived, and then he went to the ocean to take his bath. While he was away, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to visit Srila Rupa Goswami, who was not there. But Lord Chaitanya saw this palm leaf in his roof, and he took it and read it. The contents we will read as follows. This is a verse spoken by Srimati Radharani. My dear friend, now I have met my very old and dear friend Krishna in this field of Kurukshetra. I am the same Radharani, and now we are meeting together. It is very pleasant, but still I would like to go to the bank of the Jamuna beneath the trees of the forest there. I wish to hear the vibrations of his sweet flute playing the fifth note within the forest of Vrindavan. When Lord Chaitanya read this, he became filled with ecstasy of love of God. His ecstasy was beyond his control. And just when he was experiencing this nectar, Srila Rupa Goswami returned and offered his obeisances at Lord Chaitanya's lotus feet. And Lord Chaitanya, in great love, he picked up Rupa Goswami and mildly slapped him. He said, How did you understand the innermost intentions of my mind? Rupa Goswami did not speak anything. Then Lord Chaitanya took that palm leaf and went back to his own residence, the Gambira. And he showed it to Swarup Damodar Goswami. And when Swarup Damodar Goswami read it, he was struck with wonder. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked, how does he know the innermost feelings of my heart? Swarup Damodar Goswami replied, I can understand that you have bestowed your causeless mercy upon him, and that has empowered him to do so. Lord Chaitanya said, yes. When I met Rupa Goswami at Prayag, and I witnessed his wonderful, wonderful, humble qualities, I embraced him. And upon embracing him, I invested within him my own power of love. I saw him as a fit candidate to reveal to the world the transcendental mysteries of Vrindavan and Krishna consciousness. Now, Srila Rupa Goswami, please, you instruct him in more and more details about Krishna consciousness. Another day, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, actually, the 4 months of the rainy season had passed, and all of the Bengali devotees returned to their respective services. But Srila Rupa Goswami stayed in Puri and intimately associated with Lord Chaitanya and all of the devotees. One day, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to Srila Rupa Goswami's kutir, and he sat down with them, and he asked Rupa Goswami, what book are you writing? Then Lord Chaitanya picked up a palm leaf that Srila Rupa Goswami had just written on. Lord Chaitanya held it up, and when he saw that palm leaf, he was struck with great pleasure to see the handwriting of Rupa Goswami. He said, the handwriting of Srila Rupa Goswami is like rows of pearls. Then he read the verse. He read it out loud. I do not know how much nectar the two syllables Krishna have produced. When the holy name of Krishna dances on the tongue, I desire many tongues. And it, when it enters into the ears, I desire millions and millions of ears. And when that holy name enters into my heart, it conquers my life and my senses become inert. As Lord Chaitanya read that verse, Srila Haridas Thakur, the Namacharya, was filled with bliss. He started screaming out and dancing in transcendental ecstasy. He had never heard such a glorification of the holy name. Haridas was dancing and dancing and loudly crying out the holy names of Krishna. After showering his blessings on Rupa Goswami, Lord Chaitanya departed. The next day, Lord Chaitanya met with Ramananda Rai, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, and other of his most intimate, most learned associates. And he took them all to Rupa Goswami and Haridas Thakur's residence. As he was walking with these devotees, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was glorifying Srila Rupa Goswami as if he had five mouths. The devotees were in so much bliss hearing the Lord glorify his devotees. When they all arrived, Rupa Goswami and Haridas Thakur fell and offered their obeisances at the lotus feet of all these Vaishnavas, and the devotees embraced them. They gave Lord Chaitanya and his intimate associates an elevated seat. And then they sat on a lower platform. And Lord Chaitanya, Ramananda Rai, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, they were saying, please sit with us. But Rupa and Haridas said, no, we are too fallen. We are only your servants. We do not deserve. Lord Chaitanya asked Srila Rupa Goswami to read for the pleasure of all the devotees that beautiful verse that he had found in the roof that day on the palm leaf. Rupa Goswami was too humble and embarrassed to read it. Again and again, Lord Chaitanya and the devotees said, please read that verse. But due to embarrassment of his natural humility, he could not read it. So then Lord Chaitanya gave it to Swarup Damodar Goswami. And he read the verse. The verse of Srimati Radharani speaking to her friend, expressing her mood of separation from Vrindavan in her meeting with Lord Krishna in the field of Kurukshetra. Upon hearing this wonderful, wonderful composition of Srila Rupa Goswami, all the devotees began to celebrate his good fortune. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, on this particular day, established one of the most important historical incidents within our sampradaya. He had the most proficient, advanced, and intimate of his associates testing Rupa Goswami in his literary works. Srila Ramananda Rai, actually, after saying this verse, Lord Chaitanya turned to Ramananda Rai and said, how is it that Rupa Goswami could understand what is in my heart? And Ramananda Rai said, it is because you have bestowed your mercy on him. He said, you did the same thing to me. When we met on the bank of the Godavari in Vidyanagar, you spoke so many elevated topics of the loving relations of Radha and Krishna through my mouth by your mercy. Lord Chaitanya agreed that I have given my heart's
full mercy to Rupa Goswami to reveal to the world my inner desire.
Then Sridhar Ramananda Rai began to test Rupa Goswami. He asked him, because he's a great poet, please read to us your introductory verse. And Rupa Goswami read beautiful verse comparing the sweetness of Krishna and his name and pastimes to the most ambrosial sweetmeats, Shikarani. And he was just desiring that all-loving, all-beautiful reservoir of all sweetness, Krishna, to bestow his blessings on all. Ramananda Rai continued to ask him many, many very, very technical, intricate questions about Rupa Goswami's writings. And every time Rupa Goswami would answer, the devotees would be in bliss. Then Lord Chaitanya said, Rupa, please read that sloka which diminishes the unhappiness, which destroys the unhappiness of all living beings when they hear the verse. But again, Rupa Goswami was ashamed to read it. But after being coaxed again and again, he read that verse that Lord Chaitanya loved so dearly. I do not know how much nectar the two syllables Krishna have produced. When that name dances on the tongue, I desire many, many tongues. And when that name of Krishna enters my ears, I desire millions and millions of ears. When that name through the ears enters into my heart, it conquers my heart and my senses become inert. Upon hearing this, all of the assembled devotees, they began to celebrate. We have never, ever heard from all the scriptures any verse that so sweetly describes the glories of the holy name as what Rupa Goswami has composed. Lord Chaitanya, after Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, was the greatest of all philosophers. Ramananda Rai was the greatest of all authorities in the transcendental ras of the loving affairs of Radha and Krishna. Swarup Damodar Goswami was the greatest of all scholars of proper Vaishnav composition of what is rasa bas and what is authoritative on the basis of scripture. Haridas Thakur was the Namacharya, the greatest authority of the chanting of the holy name. All these devotees were assembled. After all of them heard the writings of Rupa Goswami, they all unanimously agreed that he has received the most intimate blessings of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Ramananda Rai asked, please read the verse of your glorifying your worshipable deity. And Rupa Goswami read the beautiful verse, how the Supreme Lord Krishna has appeared from the womb of Sachi Devi to distribute to all the world the most intimate mellows of Vrindavan love of the gopis. May that Lord bestow his mercy on all of us. When he heard that verse, Lord Chaitanya became very angry externally, although internally he was very happy. He said, what have you done? Your composition is like an ocean of nectar, and this verse is like a drop of poisonous alkaline, which has ruined everything. Srila Ramananda Rai said, no, my lord, it is not like that. His verses are like highly condensed milk, an ocean of nectar, and this is like a pinch of camphor to enhance the ecstatic pleasure. Lord Chaitanya was embarrassed, but the devotees were very pleased. After hearing and examining Srila Rupa Goswami, Ramananda Rai said, This is not poetry. This is a continuous shower of nectar. And then Lord Chaitanya asked all of those assembled devotees to bless and empower Srila Rupa Goswami to fill the world with literature describing the pure teachings of Krishna Prema and Krishna consciousness. And all of the devotees bestowed their mercy on Srila Rupa Goswami. Srila Rupa Goswami was often called the Ras Acharya. On that day, it was proclaimed that Srila Rupa Goswami was the very embodiment, the personification of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's love and mercy. And therefore, we are all called Rupanugas. Srila Rupa Goswami remained in Jagannath Puri with Lord Chaitanya for 10 months. After the Dola Yatra festival, Lord Chaitanya sent him to perform his 4 important missions in Vrindavan. He embraced Rupa Goswami and told Rupa Goswami to receive the mercy of all the devotees. After worshipping each and every Vaishnava and worshipping Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Srila Rupa Goswami returned to Vrindavan. On his way, he stopped in Bengal for 12 months, where he continued to, he completed his obligations of dividing his wealth, as we have explained before. Meanwhile, 10 days after Rupa Goswami left Puri, Sanatan Goswami arrived, traveling through the Jharikhanda forest. Lord Chaitanya told Sanatan Goswami, Rupa Goswami just left. They were always trying to meet, but by the mercy of the Lord, somehow or other, they were always on different roads. When Srila Rupa Goswami returned to Vrindavan, after some time, finally, after some years, he met with Srila Sanatan Goswami. Both Rupa and Sanatan Goswami brought many, many, many scriptures to Vrindavan with them, because their service to Lord Chaitanya was to extract the nectar of devotion from each of those scriptures. The way they lived in Vrindavan was so perfect and exemplary. When the devotees of Bengal would go to Vrindavan or Orissa, and then when they would return, the first question everyone would ask is, did you see Rupa and Sanatan? How are they living? Where are they sleeping? What are they eating? Please tell us, what are their activities? And these devotees would become so filled with bliss just thinking of Rupa and Sanatan, that they are living in Vrindavan. They have no fixed residence. They have left the huge, beautiful palaces of the prime ministers with so many servants and so much treasure, luxuries of life. Now they have no fixed residence. They sleep under one tree one night and under a different tree another night on the hard, cold ground of Vrindavan. And they go begging for their food from door to door to the houses of Brahmins. And sometimes they get some dry bread and sometimes some fried chickpeas. They have no other possessions except one water pot. And as far as their clothes, they have given up all of their luxurious garments and they only wore torn, discarded quilts. practically 24 hours a day. They are chanting the holy names and they are dancing in ecstasy. In fact, they are so much immersed in hearing and chanting the glories of the Lord that at the most they sleep 1.5 hours a day. And on some days they're so engrossed in chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, they don't even find time to sleep even that. They are absorbed in writing transcendental literatures, expounding the pure teachings of Lord Chaitanya. And their hearts are always absorbed in the remembrance of the Lord and discussing the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This is how how Rupa and Sanatan Goswami are living in Vrindavan. Upon hearing these explanations, which are beyond human capacity, everyone would become filled with bliss, honoring and worshipping the lotus feet of Sri Rupa and Sanatan within the cores of their hearts. Srila Rupa Goswami was so completely committed to fulfilling the orders that Lord Chaitanya had given him. He and Sanatan roamed throughout Vrindavan, and they revealed and excavated so many of the holy places of Krishna's important pastimes. But still, Rupa Goswami was not happy. One day, he sat on the bank of the Jamuna in an ocean of lamentation, because the scriptures revealed that the prominent deity of Vrindavan, Sri Govindadev, was installed by Vajranabh, the great grandson of Lord Krishna. And somewhere in Vrindavan he was. Rupa Goswami was searching everywhere. He was studying so many books. He was desperately looking for the Govinda deity, because he knew it was Lord Chaitanya's desire. He was going here, there. He even went to the houses of practically all the Brijabasis to see if Govindadev was being worshipped in any of them. But despite all of his attempts, Govindadev had not revealed himself. Rupa Goswami, day after day, would sit on the bank of the Jamuna in lamentation, praying to the Lord, "Please reveal to me where you are hiding." On one day, a Brijbasi came and sat beside Rupa Goswami. This Brijbasi was a beautiful cowherd boy. He asked Rupa Goswami, "Why do you look so sad?" Rupa Goswami was so attracted by the beauty and the charm of this child. His heart was filled with ecstasy. And he began to explain that, "I have searched everywhere, but I cannot fulfill my Lord's desire to establish the worship of Govindadev." The little cowherd boy replied, "Do not be in distress. There is a very spiritual place called Gomatil. And every day, a beautiful cow comes to that place and lets down her milk on the ground. Under the ground where that cow is making that offering is the deity of Govindadev. Previously, Muslim conquerors came to this place and the deity was hidden under the ground. Come and I will show you that place." And the beautiful little cowherd boy took Srila Rupa Goswami to Gomatil. And then the cowherd boy disappeared. And Rupa Goswami understood who this cowherd boy was. And in great ecstasy of love, he fell unconscious. After a long time, he came back to his consciousness and began to cry. Then he understood his mission, and he went and called for several Brijbasis and told them, "Let us carefully dig in this place. Govindadev is here." The Brijabasis came, and they carefully began to dig in the ground. After some time, they unearthed the beautiful deity of Govinda, whose beauty was more charming than millions and millions of Kandarpas. The news spread, and hundreds and thousands of people, and mostly Brijbasis, they all gathered there to celebrate the appearance of Sri Govindadev. When the news spread, Srila Rupa Goswami became so much admired, loved, and worshipped by all of the Brijbasis of Sri Brijadham. On another evening or night, Srila Rupa Goswami had a dream. In this dream, Brindadevi, who is an expansion of Srimati Radharani, and who is the transcendental coordinator of all of the wonderful, wonderful arrangements for the pastimes of Sri Sri Radha and Krishna, she appeared to Rupa Goswami and told him that my deity form is under the ground at Brahmakund. Rupa Goswami, he understood that Lord Chaitanya was instructing him to excavate that place. And he approached the Brijabasis, and on the banks of Radhakund, the Murti of Brindadevi was revealed, whose beauty was indescribable. Srila Rupa Goswami installed the deity of Brindadevi in the same temple as Govindadev. He was so satisfied. He sent a letter to Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explaining how Govindadev had revealed himself to him. When Lord Chaitanya heard that Radha, Sri Sri Radha Govinda had appeared again, he was in ecstasy. He confidentially spoke to all of his devotees about this. And one of his devotees, Kashishwar Pandit, who was previously a personal servant of Lord Chaitanya's own guru, Ishwara Puri, he told Kashishwar Pandit about the discovery of Govindadev. And he told him, "I want you to go to Brindavan and I want you to assist Rupa Goswami in the service of Govindadev." Kashishwar Pandit, his heart was broken with the thought of separation from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He said, "My Lord, I cannot bear leaving Puri and going anywhere else." But then Lord Chaitanya, just to satisfy his devotee, he gave Kashishwar Pandit a beautiful small deity of himself. This was the first deity of Lord Chaitanya ever to be revealed in this world. Besides the deity of Vishnupriya, it was a deity of Krishna and Lord Chaitanya together in one form. And Lord Chaitanya explained how Kashishwar Pandit should worship it very carefully. And Lord Chaitanya personally gave him the name Gaur Govinda. Kashishwar Pandit took that deity to Vrindavan and installed him right on the right-hand side of Sri Govinda Dev. When Rupan Sanatan Goswami came to Vrindavan, two of the very, very confidential associates of Lord Chaitanya were already living there, Srila Lokanath Goswami and Srila Bhugarbha Goswami. Srila Lokanath Goswami was a resident of Navadvip and a very, very loving friend of Lord Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya understood that if when he takes sannyas, Lokanath Goswami will not be able to bear the pain of seeing his hair cut from his body in the garb of a sannyasi. So he ordered Lokanath Goswami to go to Vrindavan, because soon I'm going to take sannyas. You will not be able to bear seeing it. But after taking sannyas, I will go to Vrindavan, and you can make nice arrangements for me there. So falling at the feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and all the devotees, Lokanath Goswami, with tears of the ecstasy of separation filling his heart, he went to Vrindavan. But as you know, Lord Chaitanya, after he took sannyas, he had every intention to go to Vrindavan. But Sri Nityananda, knowing that Mahaprabhu's heart was always to please his devotees, played a trick and brought him to Shantipur instead. And then Sachi Devi prayed to Lord Chaitanya, please do not go to Vrindavan, because I will never hear anything of your pastimes or your welfare. The same Krishna of Vrindavan is living in Puri as Jagannath. Please make that your home. On the request of the intimate love of Sachi Devi, Lord Chaitanya went to Jagannath Puri. And after delivering Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, he decided he would go on a tour of South India. Lokanath Goswami was waiting for Lord Chaitanya in Vrindavan. When he heard all these stories, he became mad. I have to find my Lord. If he's not coming to Vrindavan, I will go to the south. Now, it's not that he got on Indian airlines or jet airlines or Indian railways. If you wanted to go somewhere, you had to walk. So from Vrindavan, he walked all the way to the southernmost provinces of India. And then he found out that Lord Chaitanya had returned to Puri. He completed his two-year trip of South India. Then he began to return to Puri. But there he heard that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu from Puri had gone to Vrindavan. So in great anticipation, he went to Vrindavan. He was supposed to be there waiting for Lord Chaitanya. And when he arrived in Vrindavan, he learned that Lord Chaitanya, he stayed here for 2 months. He traveled through all the 12 forests. He sat to chant under the Imli Chal tree on the bank of the Ganges every day. He was reunited with all of his intimate associates, the deers and the parrots and the peacocks and the trees and the creepers and the cows of Vrindavan. But he has left and gone to Prayag. It was night, and Lokanath Goswami decided, tomorrow morning I will go to Prayag. That night, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared to him and told him, you should remain in Vrindavan because I am sending my own personal associates, Rupan Sanatan, to come, and you should become intimate friends with them. So Lokanath Goswami, after wandering through the groves of Vrindavan, he came to a place called Kishori Kund, which is in the area of Kadiravan. And there he lived in seclusion. One day, a Brahmin came to him with a little bag and gave him the bag and went away. And Lokanath Goswami opened the bag. There was beautiful deities of Radha and Krishna. He was so much struck with wonder and love. He always wanted to worship the deity of Krishna. So he began to worship the Lord, but he was so bewildered. And then the deity spoke to him. He said, "My name is Radha Vinod, and I incarnated as that Brahmin just to give the gift of myself to you. Now I am hungry, so please prepare some bhoga for me." So Lokanath Goswami immediately began to collect whatever he could get and cooked very nice and offered it to the deity. And he bathed the deity, and he would make a beautiful little bed for the deity out of flowers, and he would lay the deity down and massage his feet and fan him. His life and soul was simply the worship of Radha Vinod in Kishori Kund. When Rupa and Sanatan Goswamis came to Vrindavan, they called Lokanath Goswami, "Please come and live with us in Vrindavan. Together let us hear and chant the glories of Radha Krishna and their most munificent of all manifestations of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu." So Lokanath Goswami came to Vrindavan and daily would intimately associate with Srila Rupa Goswami and Sanatan Goswami. The next Goswami that came to meet with Srila Rupa Goswami and Sanatan Goswami was Srila Gopal Bhatta Goswami. When Lord Chaitanya was performing his South Indian tour and he came to the holy place of Sri Rangam, he stayed at the house of Venkata Bhatta for the 4 months of the rainy season. When he arrived, Venkata Bhatta bathed the Lord's feet and gave it to his family members to drink. The son of Venkata Bhatta was Gopal Bhatta. When he drank that water, his heart filled with the ecstasy of love for Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Gopal Bhatta Goswami intimately served Lord Chaitanya during that entirety of the 4 months. And before Lord Chaitanya continued his tour, he instructed Gopal Bhatta Goswami that you stay here and serve your parents, who are my pure devotees. And after they leave this world, you should go to Vrindavan and you should join with Rupa and Sanatan Goswamis. He became initiated by his uncle, Prabodhananda Saraswati, and became a great, great famous scholar and devotee. Venkata Bhatta and his wife, they told Gopal Bhatta, "Go to Vrindavan and always worship Lord Chaitanya." Then chanting the names of Gauranga Mahaprabhu, they both departed from this world. Gopal Bhatta Goswami came to Vrindavan. And when he arrived, Rupa and Sanatan and Lokanath Goswami, Bhugarbha Goswami were so happy to receive this great soul.